We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've been talking all morning long about how traffic is back to pre-pandemic levels, but not in downtown San Francisco, and that could be a problem. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. So, Phil, empty offices means what? No tax revenue.
It does. And already we've seen a drop of close to $8 billion in tax reform reports on to the city and filings. A lot of that's from the downtown as the big office and tech firms continue to allow people to work from home. You know, the Bay Area Council estimated in a recent survey of its 600 members that half the jobs in San Francisco could be done remotely. And a lot of people are taking up that option. So as a result, tax revenues are down, not only for the gross receipts and the business taxes that the city could be earning from the workers, but also from the businesses that surround the downtown. And it's also triggered an odd sort of question among transit people that I've talked to. In the morning, as you've noted this today, the commutes are back. They're back and they're back heavy to their pre-pandemic levels. But if you're in San Francisco, you'll notice that in the morning, a good bulk of that traffic continues just to drive through the city. It's not going to the downtown. And BART is not getting nearly the riders back into the downtown as it was before. And in the evening, we're seeing the reverse, where if you're on, let's say, 101, it's backed up, but getting to it can be easy as long as the Giants aren't playing.
Well, no, you bring up a good point, because traffic on the weekend along the East Shore Freeway, and I come in often on Saturday mornings, has been a lot busier in the last, I would say, 2 months. Traffic leaving the city from, say, Battery Street to the Bay Bridge. This last Saturday night, I left here at 7, took me 40 minutes to get onto the Bay Bridge. It should take me about 7 minutes.
It should. But, you know, one of the things that's happened in recent years is San Francisco has been reconfiguring all of the entrances to the Bay Bridge, all the streets leading up to it, and putting in bike lanes, putting in one-way streets, closing off some in order to continue on. It's making the downtown more, you know, mass transit and bike friendly. And the result of that is whenever there is traffic going back to the bridge, it really backs up, which is kind of scary, because this is the catch 22 we get into, Dan, is that if the workers start coming back and BART starts coming back and everybody starts coming back, is that going to be the daily thing worse than ever? Oh. It's not a pretty picture to be looking forward to. But right now, many times, sometimes you can get off the freeway 101, snake through San Francisco's downtown streets, and then get back on faster than if you were stuck on the freeway. And that's something we have never seen before.
Shh, don't tell everyone, Phil.
Well, that's what we're in. We're in the news business. So if you're listening and remember that. In the meantime, however, the offices do remain empty, and they're talking about it possibly going into early next year. Or this could be the new normal, which we'll figure out a way to fill it up. Just give us a little time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.